Did you happen to see Ricky Gervais last night at the Golden Globes? Ricky Gervais, a British actor, if you don't know who he is, you'll probably know him if you see him and when you hear him. I have some comments from him coming up a little bit later in the program. It's the first time I applauded at an awards program in years. And Ricky Gervais slamming the Hollywood clowns and, of course, mentioning that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, just to make me chuckle. It was good stuff. You'll like it a lot. You guys have less education than Greta Thunberg, he said at one point. So we'll get to that. This is a war crime, said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, referring to a tweet that the president made about killing Soleimani, threatening to target and kill innocent families, women, and children, because Trump said if there's a retaliation strike by the Iranians, that the United States will respond in kind. By the way, there was an attack on the Kenyan embassy. One soldier dead, two civilians. That happened the last few hours. One American soldier, two civilians dead at an attack at the embassy in Kenya. At any rate, the president said, we have 52 targets to represent the 52 hostages held in Iran back in 1979 and 1980. And so Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, this is a war crime threatening to target and kill innocent families, women, and children, which is what you're doing by targeting cultural sites. Does not make you a tough guy. It does not make you strategic. It makes you a monster. And Ilhan Omar said, threatening to commit war crimes. God help us all. Well, God may or may not help us all. I'm not sure about that. But I'm sure that if the Iranians strike back, the American military will help arrange some meetings with the creator for some of the folks in Iran. I'm sure of that. I am sure of that. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But now I want to go to the Elizabeth Warren comment because it's very instructive. It's illustrating the problem with the left. And here's what they seem to miss. Fighting for Americans is popular in America. Fighting for America is generally popular with Americans, except for those on the fringe that have been taught that they should hate America and somehow that, you know, white guys like myself have destroyed the world and all these other narratives of the far left that are misguided and are off base and all of the things that they teach and talk about inside their little bubble there. Other than that, fighting for America is popular with Americans and fighting for Americans is popular in America. Very simple concept here for most to understand, but they don't seem to get it. Let me demonstrate for you. Let's go to bite number 7, Elizabeth Warren. This is why Warren will lose. This is why Democrats will lose, because it's not just Warren, but it's Bernie Sanders. It's Joe Biden. It's all of these clowns coming out and attacking the president for taking out arguably a bigger target than Osama bin Laden. This is an Iranian general who had more resources at his fingertips to create more problems and empower more terrorist cells than did Osama bin Laden. And instead of applauding and embracing what is clearly the right thing to do, the Democrats, in their pursuit of a ideological narrative, all clamor onto one spot and attack the president, say, well, you didn't have permission from Congress, and it's a war crime, and how could you do this? And what if Iran strikes back, and you're going to create World War III and all of this other hyperventilating nonsense? And it is nonsense. Bite number 7, Elizabeth Warren, and this is why she will lose and the Democrats will lose. Bite 7, go.
The Treasury Department designated the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that Soleimani was in charge of and the Quds Force as a terrorist group back in 2007. The U.S. State Department did the same for both groups last year. As president, would you not prioritize the U.S. military killing the leaders of organizations designated terrorist organizations?
Look. The job of the president is to keep us safe. And we know in this circumstance that Donald Trump was presented with a range of options by way of response. But the point is not to try to move us closer to war. The point is to move us away from that.
Here's a clue for everybody. Senator, here's a clue. Killing terrorists makes us safer. Let that sit in and settle in for a moment. Killing terrorists makes us safer. It's a pretty simple concept, actually. If you kill people that would like to direct other people to kill you, and you kill that person that's commanding others to attack and destroy you, your military, your civilian targets, whatever it may be, killing terrorists is the right approach. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We kill them. That's American policy. It's good American policy and has been for my entire life. But that's how lost these folks truly are. Let me give you another example. Let me give you an example from one of the media handmaidens that carry the water for the Democrat. I mean, really, they're kind of the same thing for the most part. You go to MSNBC, you go to ABC, you go to CBS. For the most part, the Democrats, the liberals, the media, they're all kind of seamless. There's a few exceptions, but not many. And so let's go to bite number eight, the crazy left. Donnie Deutsch at NBC. Donnie Deutsch at NBC saying, you know, this is just, we're all going to die. It's this the end for all of us. It's bite number eight. Go.
Simply, facts and the laws are not going to protect us right now. And the point being, for the Democrats, we need to twist and meld and work. We are fighting against an enemy, the Republicans, with machine guns, and we can't bring a knife to it. And I'm not saying do anything dishonest, but we have to find a way to take what is happening there and make it so compelling to the voter, because otherwise we're going to get four more years of Donald Trump, and we cannot survive four more years.
I mean, you know, if you run your threat.
Thank you.
14,
thank you, guys.
Right?
Yeah, we can't survive four more years of Donald Trump, please. The point for the Democrats is we need to do this. There it is, NBC dropping any pretense of a credible news organization. They're not journalists. They're members of the Democrat Party. Why? I don't know. They seem like smarter people. They seem like intelligent people for the most part, and yet they're sucked into this socialist, mindless sewer, frankly. 25 after, hey, it's January. It's going to be a big year. I can see it all with 2020 vision. See what I did there? It's the Steve Gruber Show.